Tessa Alef. This is a Ben Alef.
The other day, I jumped into it very quickly. I want to go very methodical now. I want to bring out what I'm trying to say. I started fighting with the notes and the Ritva, if you remember.
Yeah.
This is what I mean to say. Let's go in order. The Gemara says that there's a chiyuv on the Av to be malis ben. It also says that the Ein is potter. And it also says that the father doesn't do it, so then Bezin has to do it. Yeah, that's information in the Gemara. I'm going to make a chazar sheet for all this. I'm already thinking in my head how to break it up. Let's start like this. There's a rush in Chulin. The Sugi in Chulin discusses if I steal someone's mitzvah. It says the person that shechts, he has the Swiss to do Kisei Adam. Somebody else will come and do the Kisei Adam. He's about to go do it. Somebody else does it. Too late, he can't do it now. The luck is once it's covered. So it says he has to pay him 10 zuhuvim. Costs money. Basic mimachav you to pay 10 zuhuvim for stealing his mitzvah. 10 zuhuvim, whatever that is. So the Rosh says over there, what if you had a father and he appointed somebody to be Malas Ben? And before that person was able to be Malas Ben, someone else was Malas Ben. You hear? He told him, I want you to be Malas my Ben. It's a little bit tricky if the Rosh meant Mama Shlichus, because if he meant Mama Shlichus, it's hard to understand what he's saying. Which is a whole other surgery which we could get into, what this Rosh really means. But for now, just understand, the Rosh says, I told you to Malas Ben, and three Malas the Ben instead. He says he's not chayav to pay you 10 zuhuvim. Why? He says, because if the father was about to mal the ben, and you went ahead and did it, then you would in fact be chayav to pay the father 10 zuhuvim. But if someone else was going to do it, even though the father has appointed him, and you went ahead and stole it, so really, he's no better than you, because everybody is a chiv to be mild as Ben anyway. How does the Rosh know that? So the Makta Bayos says the Rosh got it from the Din of Beis Din. This is the Rosh. This is what when I mentioned the other day, Beis Din really means everybody. It's this Rosh. He says everybody's really chayim. And when the father gave it over to one guy to do, the father is not giving him over his own father dikachiz. So right, it's mashma. It's not mamash shlichus. We'll get into.
I'm going to be there. Everyone's going to
right, and the koyach, right, and the level of right, and the level of each one being chayiv, that the father has no right to assign it to you any more than he's assigning it to you. So, Mamela, when you went and took it from him, you had a right to take it from him. You had chayiv 10 zuhuvim to take it from him. That's the rush. This is the makor for what the Magda brought down. That the dinam bezin really means everybody. What does the Makna say it? He says it on the spot. The Makna on our Gemara that says bezin near a pasha to hold the common mechay be beidino lav davka elakol yisom mitzuvan alzeh. It's everybody. The cross stomachs it. Himalachem goes ocher. The pasuk doesn't mention bezin. The pasuk means himalachem goes ocher. Everybody. Why does it say Bezdin? Because they're in charge to make sure people do what they're supposed to do. So it calls it Bezdin. But surely everybody's clear. That's what the Maxim says on the spot, on that din of the Gemara Bezdin, and he gets it from that rush. Now, understanding this, so the Makna wants to say that a big Kiddush. This is all from the Makna, what I'm saying now. The Makna says, there's two Maknas. You didn't see them inside, but I'll show that one is the one I just read you, and then there's another Makna. The Makna says, Im Kain, when the Gemara goes ahead and it's Mamayat and Isha, Oy saw, the father's chayv and not the mother, the Chori, he says, that's Mamayat from the din on the father. But there's no meat to be Mamayat on the din of Himulachem Kozocher, the din that goes on everybody. So he says, "Im kain, even though she was nismayit from the chiyuv of the avar ben, oisov lo yisov." So she's no, she's not chayiv anymore than Kol Yisrael. She doesn't have the chiyuv of the father, but the pasuk b'hildam chal zacher. Why shouldn't she still be included in the chiyuv? So she's still chayiv to be mal the son, but not out the chiyuv of the parents, out the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael.
One piece is missing.
The Makna says,
where is the Havana that the Mitzvah's father should be Mitzvah's mother also?
Oh, see, how good. So before we get to the Mitzvah Ramban, Tosfos dealt with that. That was Tosfos Kasha. Why should it include her also? I meant to say she's man gromo.
No, not.
You're saying even before?
No, I'm not saying. Oh. Just stump. Why would I think that it hotens her up from the Chiyuv of the Havana?
You're asking Stam in the Gemara.
Yes, Stam.
The Yom Avram, it's Yitzchok
Benoi. I'm not assuming the mother's in there at all.
Not his. You said that all the mitzvahs that are on the father are...
Mitzvahs are Avraham. You
just said that all the mitzvahs that the father has to do for his son, so does the mother.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Then you have to say that you see already.
We conclude in the Mishnah that any mitzvah that's been on Hashem and Nashim. Any mitzvah that a father had on a child, that's only a father.
You're right. That you see from the Gemara that you're right. The Gemara is assuming that without any special mutant. Father and mother of the same halachas. Lagabi mitzvah haben
alav. Maybe if the mishnah itself has to come and teach you that.
Yeah, you see, that's the assumption. Yeah. But here the Makna is saying. Yeah. The Makna is saying you weren't a mamayit her from the din of Kol Yisrael, the din of the Rosh and Kulin. You might have been the din of the parents. She might still be chayiv b'din Kol Yisrael. The might nafkamino. If she's chayiv, so then why make it such a big deal to pater her? The answer is it could be a lot of nafkaminos. One gabaldik nafkamino. What?
When would the sin also
matter? I mean, it would have to be only if the father is not doing it. Yeah. Yeah. Also, what if you steal the mitzvah from her? Do you pay her 10 zuhum? Do you not pay her 10 zuhum? Be a nafkamino. If she's chayv mitzad the parents, you have to pay her. If she's chayv mitzad Kol Yisrael, you're just as good as her. It could be a lot of nafkaminos. And you're right. When? The mashmaris is you give the father a chance first, and only when he's not doing it, then you're chayv to do it. So she would be. But that's what the Makna says. There's no reason to be Mamaiter from the Chiyuv of Beis Din, from the Chiyuv of Kol Yisrael. Ad kan divrei Makna. So, that would fit in. You could hear that. And you have Tosfos, which we learned. Alright, what happened to this man Gromo? Tosfos deals with that. But basically, the whole discussion in our Gemara, the whole meat of our Gemara is only on the Chiyuv of the Ein. And the whole discussion in Tosfos about this man Gromo is only about the Chiyuv of the Ein. Now, Rav Nineizer says, in like a one line, and Nineizer is talking about this, and he says, L'chaira, I would think that even though it says, Oisoy v'lo yisah, she's still chayim in the din of Kol Yisrael, which is like this makna. He says, but I see from the Ritva not that way. Rav Nineizer says. But I see it from the Ritva not that way. What does he see from the Ritva not that way? And that's what the notes in the Ritva, that's really where they're coming from. Is because the Ritva is very much mashma not that way. The Ritva is very much mashma. That the whole niyat in our Gemara is coming to be mamayir from the din of Kol Yisrael. That's l'chon how the Ritva is answering Tosfos kasha. The Ritva starts out. Lama likra, why do I need a pasuk? It's anyway in mitzvah station's man grama. And he answers, Ikula Meimar, Tahasim will be mitzvah the nafsha. When do we say mitzvah the nafsha's man grama? When it's a mitzvah on her. Avahach will be mitzvah the binah, but here it's a mitzvah on her child. Avamina the mechayva. I would think she's chayiv. Why? To look Gara mi beiz in the mechayva the mimele, she's no worse than beiz din. She's chayiv to be balin. So what does it sound like the mitzvah is saying? That's the Avdin Yejin speaking out. Not like this makna. Yeah, it sounds like the Ritva is saying, he's answering Tosfos Kasha. Mitzvah is man grama, the chiv on the parents, that for sure she's putter from. But there's another chiv called the chiv in Kol Yisrael. And that's a different type of chiv, where everybody's chayv to make sure this baby gets come out. So maybe over there she would be chayv, And the whole chiddush of Gemara is that even in that she's not chayiv. That's what he's saying. Which is why the notes in the mitzvah said, according to that, it would come out the maskana, no nashim mechayim in the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael, because they're no better than her. He's right. He's right. What he's saying that should come out from the mitzvah. If we're pattering her even from the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael, then kavu chayim we're pattering all nashim from the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael. Like a tremendous nafka mina. So that's what Avi Nezer said. He says, I would have thought like the makna, I would have said like the makna, and in Torah you could talk and say like the makna. It's not a problem. But I see from the mitzvah not like the makna. Clear? So now here's the question. Comes along the stipler, yeah, and the stipler says, "I want to explain to you the longus of the Ramban and the Ritva." He puts the Ramban and the Ritva together. He says that the Makna says that they mean that the Chiv is not to do the Maisa, but the Chiv is to make sure it gets done. Chiv, I love the Shtadel Shehei Nimoil. Va'isak Azeh, the Shtadlis, that Isak to be Mishtadel, that it gets Nimoil, that has no time constraint. If you have to go at night to make sure you get an Ismul, then you have to go at night to make sure you get an Ismul. There's no time restraints. So maybe it's not going. But now the truth is, the Ritva and Ramban never said one word about that. We saw something that sounds like that, but that was in the Tosis Rid. Yeah, Tosis Rid. Yeah, Tosis Rid uses such a svara. So the truth is that I think over here they bring that the Tosis Seif in the Makna. When the Makna said that that this is the Ritva, it's a Tosis Seif, he really meant the Tosis Rid. That's what they want to say in the notes over here. Fine. But it's not the Ritva and Ramban, the Chorah. That's what the Stipler says. He says. That's what they meant. Rietos was showing them, the Pasha is what they're saying, Mashma, is that even though it's man grumma, they're not saying this thing about like all the time you have to take care of it. It sounds like they're saying it's Mamish man grumma. However, since it's not on her guf, since it's on the guf of Ben, therefore she should be chayiv. If not for the Pasha by Serva Lo Yisrael, she should be chayiv. So what's the longest? Why should that be? So the Stipler says, like this. So it's really what's happening over here. What causes the father to be chayiv is that the son needs a mila. Right? The Indian has man of mukhan lamila, that which the mila can only be done in certain times, that's a halacha in the ben. She said, "Ki yumacha shusu davka b'yoyim." Umameir lo shaykh ba'av ki yomitzah deram yole ele b'yoyim. So therefore, the av can't do it by the day because one of the halachas of this mitzvah that needs to be done to the ben is that it must be done by day. Avaloy shayyim goyim chiv da av. He's saying, I think, mitzvah tasei shazman groma. What's mechayiv me? The zman is mechayiv me. Yeah, tefillin, the new yoyim, the new day is mechayiv me. When the sukkah is tesvav is mechayiv me. Yeah. Over here, what? Over here, no, but over here. What? But here it's a direct chiv on me. Over here, there's a meal which has to get done to this ben, and that's mechayiv me to take care of it. The Torah put that chiv on me. So that's not called this man's mechayiv me. That's called. The halacha of ben is mechayiv me. Now the halacha is in how it should be performed. And what was halacha is according to by day, but that's not called zman grumma. This type of saying, right? Mameil l'shayach ba'av kimit. I can't be mechayiv during the day because one of the halacha is that I can't be mechayiv at night because one of the halacha is that I by day. Aval l'shayoyim goyim mechayiv alav. The day didn't cause my chiv to come about. The chiv av, my chiv comes. It's neveya. My chiv is coming from Imasha ben mechuyv. The fact that my son needs a mila. The chiv av ben enod beyoyim. That's what he says. The medam et chinuch. The medam et chinuch. Which I think I've heard you guys talking that the dim et chinuch you're not so sure about, because, which I agree, I had my notes, I saw my notes also, I had that kasha. It doesn't sound like chinuch is exactly the same thing, because chinuch is chayv all the time. It just comes about, and you find it. Now it's sukkah, now it's this, now it's that. I hear that. I hear the kasha on its tush, though. But that's the lumness of what he said.
So how about tzitzis? Tzitzis?
Also.
Why? You have tzitzis is a beggar with avrakan.
Because it's only a mitzvah kiyumis.
But I only do it during the day, because it says during the day. I mean, at first I was thinking, oh no, daytime requires me to wear tzitzis, but that's not true.
Wearing a full...
If I have a four-cornered garment, right.
Just like the
I have to put on. So that's not
now you're
mine.
Comparing that to like the birth of a child.
Well,
you have a child,
it is.
So now you have to zoom in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't wear that thing. I never give them a queer.
Phil and I here.
Nothing to talk about.
But tzitzis is only a, and that's a classic example of mitzvahs.
This is on grandma. Yeah, tzitzis is complicated. Okay, good. It's a good aura. Tzitzis is always complicated when it comes to these things. When it comes to being magdi or the mitzvah, you know. Okay, good. Good. I mean, I could say, but I don't know if that's a real answer. The Gemara says, "Be eaten the risk of Yechayv to do it." The Gemara says, "Mitzvah Kiyumis, be eaten the risk of the time of anger." So, literally translated, certain times in Hashkacha, in the way Hashem is relating to the world, so Yechayv to do it. Even the risk, Gemara says. So a case like that, the yoyim is burning it. But I don't know if that's really an answer to your question, though, because that's not the etzem mitzvah. That's just one of the ways which it's. Yeah, I hear. So here I want to tell you a big chiddush. Listen to this. What the Steipler is saying is totally not like we just said in the ritual. What did we just say in the ritual? What did the Avnei Nezer say in the ritual? We said. We can understand this makna very well. The whole meat of our Gemara is going in her chiv as the mother. But her chiv as Kol Yisrael, that she's still chiving. But what do we have connected to that? We have this ritva. What's the ritva saying? The ritva is saying, Hagufa, the chiv of Kol Yisrael is what we're being mamayed her from. Why? Why is the ritva saying that? Why is the ritva saying that? Because the regular halacha of being chayv to do it, she's anyway put the problem. It's just my grandma. Why did Mitzvah have to say? He's answering to his kasha. That's why he had to say it. No, why did Mitzvah have to say that the whole meat of our Gemara is davka or meat in the chiv of Kol Yisrael, not like this makne? Because the regular halacha, she's anyway put the problem. That's why Mitzvah had to say it. No, that's where he's coming from. Yeah, the way the stipler just touched up the ritual. It's not true. The Stiblis that talk about the special chiv and beis din. The Stiblis talking about the lomdis of mitzvahs asayish as man grama. The way the Stiblis saying it, you very much do need to be mamayed her from the regular halacha of the mother. That's good, but what he's saying, no? It's not a mitzvah. It doesn't have the normal p'tor. Mitzvah is man grama. That's why I need a sevel ha'yisah. Yeah? The way he's saying it, l'chora, there's still room to learn that the chiv on Kol Yisrael, she's still chayiv. Once you need the Yisrael or Yisrael for the regular halach of Mitzvah Shazaran Grama, then you leave open the matna that she could still be chayiv in the din of Beis Din. That's where the matna was coming from. So the Rambam Nezer says, I've seen the ritva not that way. And I understand why he said, I've seen the ritva not that way. Because the ritva is mashma, that the whole thing is coming to tell us she's part of the din of Beis Din. But that's not what the stipend is saying.
In the original mitzvah.
But longer than the stipend is in the original, in the way before this, in the mitzvah, I would have said the original mitzvah. We don't need a pasuk for it. That's good for what he's coming to say. That's why. That's what Avnei Nezer meant when he said, and that's why these notes learned it that way. That's where they got it from, because. You know what I'm saying? But in the stipend, it's not true.
What they were having here, that she was sure she was from the first
ritual. That's what I think Avnei Nezer understanding this ritual, yeah. Yeah, because otherwise, why the ritual have to jump to the Chiv Beis Din? Why have to jump to the Chiv Beis Din? He's coming to answer, Tosfos it's kasha. So, No, but that's a discussion. No, but this discussion is from the teacher's man grandma. But then he should have asked, make a taste of the chazam, that's how he asks. He asks it, it's man grandma. He has the same kashrut as Tosfos. So Tosfos got out of it, and Tosfos didn't even get out of it fully. Tosfos ended up having to say, it only works, our Gemara is only according to one man domar. Right? That's the whole mile of these Rishayim, that we're answering our Gemara, even the Kula Alma, even the way we pass it. What I'm just saying is, this type of sounds very, very different than what the Avni Nezer or what these notes are saying in the Ritva. You understand what I'm saying? The way we understood the Ritva, the way the Avni Nezer understood the Ritva, it's clearly not like the Maknes, Chiddush. Because it's coming Davka for the Kiva Basin. That's what it's coming for. The way this type is explaining it, no. In the Lomdivs of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grumba, she should be Chayiv. I need a positive to be my Maitar. So now you should go back to the matnas. So who told me my mitzvah from the chibah beis din? Maybe not. Maybe she's higher than that. That's a separate pasuk. That's a different pasuk. The koira.
What would say logically? What do they say?
Okay. What did say? The Magnus. The Magnus. Yeah, but why?
I'm saying maybe.
No, but when the. No, but that's not the understanding of the Rit. That's not where the Rit was coming from. The Rit is coming to answer the Kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos has a Kasha. Why do you need a pasuk to be a miter? It's anyways man grandma. Teretz is because even though Nachshon Bar Potter is man grandma, over here when there's a special halacha that all Bnei Yisrael is bequeathed to take care of this kid, maybe she'd be chayv in that. In that kid, Kamash Blon, I say Bnei Yisrael, she's potter from that. That's why the Ebenezer says I see from this mitzvah not like the Makhtar. The Makhtar was learning Bnei Yisrael going on her initial parental chid, and she might still be chayv in the chid of Beis Din. Yes, I'm just saying that the way the Stipler explains this mitzvah, it's not true. But the Ritva is very much mashma that the Avnei Nezer is correct. It doesn't tell me the Ritva is saying what the Stipler is saying. The Ritva is hopping on to the Chiva Beis Din. The Stipler is explaining a lumdis in all mitzvah of sages and grumble. According to the Stipler, you don't need the Chiva Beis Din. That's not the point. The point is she should be chayiv in the regular Chiv. Because for the lumdis of the Stipler, that it's not the yoim that's goyim, but rather the chiv of my son that's goyim. And now on that idea, I saw what I saw. So you could argue if the makbi is mukh or cannot mukh, but it's definitely possible. I mean, that, the makbi is definitely possible according to that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. So, Luden Mistafina, what I would say like this. I'm saying Luden Mistafina because the type of bits of Ramban and the bits put together. And also, the Ritva and Ramban is usually, I think, one shita because the Ritva was his talent. I would say there's two different shitas completely over here. There's a Ritva, there's a Ramban. And what Avnei Nezer is saying is correct in the Ritva, and what the Stipler is saying is correct in the Ramban. Why am I saying that? Because the Ritva is very much mashma like the Avnei Nezer. Like the notes say in the Ritva. The whole thing's going on, the Chiyav Beis Din. Like you pointed this out the other day. The Lord Gora Mibet. All he says is, she should anyway be Potter because Mitzvah says she's man grandma. He says, no, Ikel and Meimai, that's only when it's on her. If it's on her son, she should be Chayiv. Well, why was the difference? Because she's no worse than Beis Din. That's all he says in the Ritva. Very much mashma. That he means to say is, the whole meat comes to be Maid her from the Chiyav Beis Din. Not like the Makkah. Yeah? And also not like the Stipler. The Stipler is saying a Lomdis which would require us to be Mamayat her from the regular din of Mitzvah Shehas Man Grandma. Without this special halach in Beis Din. Yeah? The Ramban, even though the Ramban and Ritva are being brought, the Stipler brings them together like it's one Shita. But the truth is, there's differences in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Eka the Frushi, Eitzrich. I need to be Mamayat her. Why? Because I would think keep tearing Nashim in Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama Hanimili the mitzvah the gufayu can go into filling the mehasim gamrinam. Why is he bringing in tefillin? Yeah. About mitzvahs mila de achrini ve'il lo shaykiba, but mitzvahs mila which go on someone else. Aimed to chayiv, aimed to chayiv. Maybe she should be chayiv. Me did have a bezdin shechayav on the mulay. So you bring in tefillin. The way we learned the ritva, you don't have to bring in tefillin. The way we learned the ritva, she is potter from this mitzvah. Tefillin's the mucker. Tefillin, we're going to see in the Gemara later on. Tefillin is the source that teaches me Nashim Arpatev and Mitzvah Seishas Man Grom. By bringing in Tefillin, the Ramban sounds like he's saying, this case is not like Tefillin. Correct? That's what he's saying. According to the Ritva, that's not true. Well, it is true, but according to the Ritva, the regular Mitzvah Seishas Man Grom over here is like Tefillin. She's potter mitzvah the regular, Mitzvah Seishas Man Grom. Just, we might think she's chayiv because of this special chiv and bezdin. That's the issue over here. You could say that's what the Ramban means by bringing in tefillin. I'm not sure. It's a little bit more mashma to me that when the Ramban says going tefillin, he means to be talking about the regular mitzvah shel man grama. He means to say is, in regular hilchos mitzvah shel man grama, without bringing in any special chiv and bezdin, you should know this is not like tefillin. Why? Because this type was lamdas. This is the mitzvah which she should be chayiv. And then when he says at the end, me did avia bezin, doesn't say like the ritva lo gora mi bezin. She's no worse than bezin. In the ritva, it's very much mashma. It means to say she should have at least that much of a chiyuv, the chiyuv of bezin. But the Ramban doesn't say lo gora. It says me did avia, just like we find by bezin. Sounds more like a tzushto ba'alma in the Ramban. I don't want to say it so like. But he's comparing the two. He's not saying her chiv is that. It's more of a comparison in the ritva. It sounds like, yeah, that's where her chiv stemmed from. So gora mi bezdin. And the bottom one sounds more just like a comparison. Just as you see here, bezdin taught chayv take care of this kid. So I see over here, the mitzvah is something which is outside of the person. Even chayv still has to take care of it. So Mamela, in her mitzvah as well, it's a different type of mitzvah, and therefore she should be chayav to take care of it. What's the lumdus of that? So like this type of said the lumdus, or maybe someone else has a different lumdus, I don't know. But he's going in the regular mitzvah Shimon Grumman, not the etzim chiyav bezin. But maybe in economic according to that, the etzim chiyav bezin, she could still be chayav in. That's all I'm... Maybe there's a difference in the Ramban the Ritva, that's my point. From which one? So I'm saying the Ramban could be not. And the Ramban is going to say not. The Ramban is going to say the Makna. In the Ritva, yes. That's my problem. The Ritva is.
The problem about it is that also talking about who? Father. Right? Point to the Ritva, it sounds like also should just mean if it's in the context of the Beis Din.
Yeah, that's the Chiddush of the Ritva.
It's really a stretch. I mean,
it sounds like a bit of a stretch.
It's out of context. That is going to be my her for the mitzvah's basic, but that mitzvah's talking about the mitzvah on the heart.
Yeah, the benami.
It's a hard on the ritva. The father's mitzvah.
It's a hard on the ritva. You're right, but the ritva is forced. He's saying it must be this because otherwise you have toisus kasha. That's what he's going to answer. You're right. It's a chiddush in the ritva that the Torah is really going on the part where it says him will come goes over. And chenam, that's a machnas tainer really. The Machnas says she should still be chayiv because Oysori's got nothing to do with that. That's where the Machnas was coming from. So you're right in the Ritva, that's a chiddush, you're right. But not that Avdei Nezer Medi, he says, I see from this Ritva not like the Machnas. All I'm pointing out is, the lumdus of the stipler, the Chora, it's not a steer necessarily to the Machnas, because his lumdus is regular Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, which would then allow us to leave open the possibility that in Hilchos Beis she's still chayiv. All I'm saying is the Ritva is very much mahashma, not like that. But in the Ramban, I think there is room to learn that way. Because there is a difference between the Lashon and the Ramban and the Lashon and the Ritva. One, that the Ramban seems to be dealing with the mokar from Mitzvah Shimon Gram, which is tefillin. And two is he says, me did have a bezin. It doesn't say, look, gore mi bezin. Those two dukem, I think, might point to. Even though I'm not saying, look, the stipler puts says Brit Ben Ramban. So I don't know. But you have a problem because You understand? I'm trying to put two things together. I mean, Nezer is the Chayyur right. He sees when there's Rit, but not like the Makna. The way the Stipler learned it, why should it be? Because you say one's Rit and one's a Ramban. The Stipler's Lamdus is really going with the Ramban. And the Rit was a different Mahalach. The Rit was just saying, Logarmi Bezin, the whole tour is coming for Rechiv Bezin. It's got nothing to do with her Rechiv in.
Again, the main thrust that where the mitzvah is not on the cool. They're both coming from that perspective, right? Where
yeah.
The mitzvah is not her own mitzvah.
Yeah.
That someone else needs to be done.
Yeah, but over here, but there's two very different ways of saying it.
Right, so.
There's one way of saying it. In Ilkhut's mitzvah teshuvah man grumba, she's definitely potter. But over here, there was a new special type of mitzvah created, a mitzvah in Klal Yisrael. And when there's a mitzvah in Klal Yisrael that this baby should become the mouth, that's something Noshim Rechayim do. If not for the potter, it's over there. If you say it like that, then she's potter even from that chelik of the mitzvah. And that seems to be what the mitzvah is mashma. The other way of saying it is that since it's not a chiyav on her, but a chiyav on the child, and you apply this lumnus of the stipler, and mameila, even in regular hilchos mitzvah ben gomer, she should be chayav. If not for a sibler herself. And you say it like that, is there room to say she's still chayav in the chiyav does, then yeah. Because the Chayyah, what forces us to say that the Yisrael saw it potters her even from the Yid Bezdin is only because we're forced to say that because we didn't need it to potter her from the first level. And that was the Ritva's Mashma. But if you could explain to me why I needed even the potter from the first level, but that's where the Makhnam is coming from. Like Toysus, for example. According to Toysus, do you need it to potter from the first level? Yes. On the corner, on the Mandam are fine, but you need it. So what about the second level? The second level, she gets to be chayiv. That's what the Makna is saying. So in the lomdus of the stipler, l'chayra, it sounds like the same thing. I needed the pater from the first level, the chayiv of the aim itself. So she's still chayiv out to bathe in, to be, yeah.
To be her too.
What?
To be her too.
When? The maskana should be chayiv too, according to that. The Amr Nezer was being medayik in the Ritva in one line. He just said, I see from this Ritva not like the Makna. That's all he said. But what he meant was that the Ritva is saying the whole Miat Bimamayeter is Bimamayeter from the Chiyah Bezdin. It can't be like the Makna. That's cool what it's coming to do. So then I
because
the first level, you don't need it. That's Pashas of the Ritva. But what I saw in the Lumbus of the Stipler is. Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. Mitzvah of Bezin is a different zakhar, that's a different thing. That's for some reason more all encompassing. So for that, I have to be my mitzvah. But what I saw in the lump is. Yeah.
That's what I might think. It really should be she is.
Without her sub, like I saw.
Yeah.
What I saw in the lump of the stipler of Oira is that no, even on level one, I need the pasuk.
But see, not really.
So is there room then to say like the Makna? But there's room to say like the Makna. Yeah, not like the Avnei Nezer that I see in this Ritva, not like the Makna. But then I thought, but the Avnei Nezer is right, that's what the Ritva sounds like he's saying. So I'm just saying, look at the Mistafino, one could be the Ritva, one could be the Ramban. The Stipler could be more about them to the Ramban, and the Avnei Nezer could be more about them to the Ritva.
What's causing
the fear is the bed. Right. That's why your kasha because it's true. It's,
no, you're definitely the sound of
it.
Yeah, he's saying a different lumdus to her, yeah. The stipul is obviously the chare is matin to say that the havamina would be she's chayiv even on the level of even on the level of the aim. That happens to come out to a special thing based. Right? In which case the miut would go on that. So could she still be chayiv out to based then? Yeah. She could be, the makna could be. That's what it seems to me. So if you split the Ritva and Ramban, then it's Geshmach. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, the Kiddush of the Ritva is that it's a different pasuk. That's Stamach how she asked on the Ritva. Before, that's Stam on the Ritva. How if it is used to go, so it's Mamaydra from Mechiv, which is.
That's why I think that's what Tosfos coming from. Why do I need the pasuk? It's like the
pasuk
is talking.
Go on the aim,
The time
does a terrifying thing. Unless the stipend meant this in the Ritva too. I'm not sure. I'm just saying the mashmaos of the Avnei Nezer, of the notes on the Ritva, are very different than the mashmaos of the stipend. So you could say it's a machloekas how to understand these rishonim. I just want to put out there that there are diyukim, I think, that you can split the two. I think I have one mahaluk in the Ritva and a different mahaluk in the Ramban. What? Who? No, because I want to say the Ramban is a little bit more mashma that he could be talking about the etzem din of mitzvah shezman grama and not the chiv bezel. Even though the Ramban also mentions the chiv bezel. Well, it mentions it as a comparison, not as a reason to mechayev, which is different than Lashon HaRitva, who said like gorim bezel. Sounds like that's what's initiating rechiyuv. Okay, we're gonna have to have a chazor sheet on all this. I'm gonna write up questions. There's one more part. Should we do the next part now? I'm gonna stop on chazor. We have time, but I'm saying in terms of chazor. We're gonna have serious chazor. You gotta listen to the recording and write up. But to make it easier to write up, I'm gonna. The other thing we saw is the Sturz is written. I try to say this b'kitzer. Toys is read. What did he say the Toys is read? He said the reason why it's not Zman Grama is because the Chiyuv, right? The Chiyuv is to be Mitapel with the Tinok to make sure he gets a Mila. Yeah? What the Stipul brought down, B'Shem the Machne, that the Ritva meant, it wasn't really in the Ritva, it was really in the Tosis Ritva. Jeff Kubiatsky is gone. Yeah? But he's, so, I thought he was going to stop there, the Tosis Ritva. He's saying some kind of smarter that you have to be in the top of it. But then he says, since it's not on you, it's on the Tino. It's not like he's saying two different lumbuses. He says in there, you saw it inside the bridge. He says in there that the svara of you have to be tapel with him. The svara of that the makna brought down, that the stifle quoted the makna. And he also says in there the svara that it's not on you, it's on the tina. Sounds more like what we were just talking about now, that it's on someone, it's on him, not on me. How these two things work, what does he mean? What's the answer? Going to Tosfos Rit? He means like the stipler. He says two things. If he means because you have to take care of it around the clock, so why is it different than the other mitzvah? I'm not going to have to take care of that around the clock. I don't have to make sure I have tefillin. Why is it any different? And if he means with the tumah on the tinuk and not on me, so then that's more like what the stipler was saying here. The chiyuv being initiated from that I have the tinuk here, not directly on me. So if that's the answer, say that answer. Well, he's putting the two things together. Well, what does he mean to say? The club. Alright, so I have to stop. I have to stop. That's a cliffhanger. We'll come back to that tomorrow. But look at it again. If you have time now, look at it again inside. How do you understand the place is written? We'll finish it up tomorrow. My thought is not allowing me to go weiter.